Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, for giving me floor, and I really apologize taking floor again, but just for clarification only. I think I was too concise, and maybe my statement was not so clear. So I would like just to clear this precisely. Let's split my position regarding two parties, let's say. One group, let's say, are sovereign states, and the other are are international organizations. Just using and knowing the practice in another international organizations, and as well as the UN, to vote on behalf or to give the position on behalf of the other country requires to have the legal documents from the authorities of this country, usually the Minister of Foreign Affairs, sometimes different, it depends upon the traditions, but the official position of the government of such states, that especially in case when it gives the power to another state to vote on its behalf. That's the comment regarding the sovereign independent states. Yes, if we are mentioning the name, we need to have the formal paper signed, officially sent in a proper way as well. And the other group, international organizations, is obviously not needed the approach of the country because it's an international organization, while what we need is just a decision of the decisive gremium of that organization mentioning its position. So if there will be a position of the General Assembly of for instance, OSD, in a written form, I'm absolutely convinced that we will have to accept that it's an official position of the OSD. Just for clarification, I hope I'm clear right now. Thank you, and once again, sorry to taking floor.